With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Gonna do this a little bit differently this week. Who is ready for WrestleMania 40? Can I hear who is ready for WrestleMania 40? Someone's gonna be saying, why have you not played the intro? The intro's coming in a minute, but I am very excited. I cannot wait. Night one is gonna be amazing. I've got a guest in the wings waiting patiently as well. So let's get into it. Let's play the intro, and here we go. And my guest is returning. Now, he's going to say this is not his third appearance when he comes on. It is episode 173. And my guest, all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is Mr. Justin Clapper. Returning, it's your third appearance, right?
Well, you got me when we were talking off air. I thought it was 2.5 because I had to share with Mad Dog. But you're right. My first time, we had to put a two-parter out because I was long-winded, but...
Thank you for coming back on as well. I know you haven't been in the best of health. I hope you're okay. I hope you're all right. We love you, JC. So, yeah, just glad you've come on. Glad you've come on, man, to speak a little bit wrestling.
Yeah, fresh out of the hospital. Most people have a little recovery period. I go from the ER to Stu's wrestling podcast. I mean, there's no other way to do it.
Dosing yourself up with honey in that drink as well.
Yeah, I got it. The voice is bad enough on its own. Put a little honey in here to help out. I mean, it's bad enough. The voice goes with the face right now. It's kind of, actually though, it's improved since we started talking. So,
hello, Jack from Pweth, from Pro Wrestling Elite Fandom. They're a great group that you guys do. Hello, Jack. Good to have you on board. What are your predictions for WrestleMania? Because we're going to get into WrestleMania in due course. We're not breaking down the whole card. I'm going to stress it now. Me and JC have selected three bouts that we're going to talk about because we'd be here for hours and there's plenty of shows that do that and do it very well. So yeah, the first order of business, JC, we've got a doubleheader. Obviously, night one, we've got Roman Reigns and The Rock combining against Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. And just your thoughts leading into night one initially. And then obviously we've got the big main event on night two for the title. Reigns and Cody will go at it. So what are your thoughts? And I know obviously you can have a lot of opinions on The Rock being back.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about. And there's I've been getting more and more excited for this this weekend. And admittedly, it's hard to watch all the wrestling. I mean, I love it. so much wrestling available to us, but it's hard to watch and keep up on everything. So I've kind of backtracked a little bit on the latest and stuff. This is awesome. Talk about finishing the story. Not just Cody, but the whole Bloodline story. If you go back, how far back does it go, Stu? I mean, we're talking, how awesome have they done with the whole Sami Zayn from top to finish, and then with Cody, and then with allegedly, was it Heyman last year that the rumor was? He said, wait, we got more gas in the tank. Like, this is awesome. This is long-term building and storytelling at its best. And it's something that not everybody does really well. This, if you're not excited for this and you're a wrestling fan, I mean, what do they say? If the pilot light's out, I mean, this is going to be predictions. I do think that tag team, obviously, I believe to get that interest in Sunday night, I believe that The Rock and Roman have to go over. They don't have to, but I believe they will, because you don't bring that superstar back to lose and not be a factor later on. And I think Cody can take that pin and still stay strong. Not to talk backstage insider stuff, but Cody can take that pin on Saturday and still stay strong. And then we lead into that Bloodline rules match. And then I think, dude, I think that's going to be awesome. I think all bets are off for who shows up out of the woodwork for that match. I think that's going to be, and then I don't have a prediction on, I don't care who wins on Sunday. I think we'll be entertained.
I've got Cody this time around, but strange things have happened, and look what happened last year. But I'm with you on the tag. I'm with you on the tag match, JT. It's got to be said. I think it's the Rock and Reigns will go over. I assume that's the way they'll go with that. That's I'm wholeheartedly. We must treasure The Rock. This will be his last decent run. On that, JC, on what Jack's saying.
Yeah, I just hope they don't take Big Bad, the final boss, Rock. And I hope it's just not this short little run that we had. And that's why I don't have a prediction on the main on Sunday, because how do you end this? You know, I don't want to see a quick, babyface turn. I mean, I don't know what they'll do. That's why I'm excited about it, because you could go a couple different ways. And I'm excited to just stop being an internet guy and just be that inner kid wrestling fan. I wrote about it the other day, and just enjoy what they give us. You know, I don't have to be happy with it. I wasn't happy when Kurt Hennig turned on Greg Gagne, but I had to deal with it. That's a dated reference. Sean turning on Marty. We weren't happy about it, but we just, okay, what's next? You know, devastated. So, I want to see Cody finish his story. People are wondering right now, why is this guy on this show? He can't even speak. It's because my wheels are spinning. Like, as much as I want to see Cody finish that story, there's a lot of, I mean, I'm not ready for that story. It's like a good book. I want a couple more chapters out of the story. But, you know, he wins on Sunday, and then there is, I guess, more to that story, because I don't just see, you know, that's it. No more Roman, but I don't know. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts on it, I just, like I say, I think Cody, it's got to be Cody to get it this year. After last year, because everyone put put the house on Cody beating him, didn't they? They really did. I, myself included, and this is where it gets you sometimes, isn't it? You know, as much as it's predetermined and it's written and all the rest of it, I just feel Cody will beat him. Look who Reigns has beaten. He's beaten everybody. He's beaten every single person. But will the Rock get involved to screw him? Yes. That's the obvious thing to say. But like you say, for long-term storytelling, will they not just like blow the load as such on him turning on Reigns the following night? They might extend it, might they? They might go another way with it. That's the obvious way to look at it. Would Austin get involved or somebody like that? You don't. There's people that could get involved in it.
That's what I mean. You could bring so much out of the woodwork here.
Austin and The Rock. Austin The Rock at Mania. All their story, the history there. There's history there, isn't there, as well? So,
now, did you get a chance to watch Ariel, his interview with Cody?
I've not listened to Cody's yet. I've listened to Punk, but I've got Cody's to listen to. I'm probably going to get it on tomorrow, all being well. I will listen to it, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of doesn't want to, you know, nobody wants to pull away the curtain. And as a fan, we don't really want him to, but it's hard to not want. We want it, but we don't want it. It's like spoilers. You know, I want the spoilers, but I don't. But what was my point? With, you know, Cody was talking, you're going to see a lot. He said, you're going to see Brandy this weekend. That was his prediction. So, I mean, there's a lot. The Anoa'i family, the Rhodes family, there's a lot they could bring up here.
Lewis Young, up in Falkirk there. Hey, Lewis, some predictions off you, please, for WrestleMania. I know you're going to be watching both nights, and I hope you're well up in Scotland as well. I hope all is well there. Jack Reynolds again. And he's saying, I'd love for Lesnar to return at WrestleMania in some capacity. JC, the floor is yours with that. Because
when we go back to the Bloodline storyline, with two Manias ago, two or three, don't quote me, but it was Roman and Lesnar. And I'm a big Lesnar. I don't know. The whole behind-the-scene investigation stuff. All aside, because I don't know what's going on with all that.
Well, it led you to believe he'd done something, but obviously not. This is it again. Everyone's an internet journalist. We've spoken about that for many, many years, haven't we, JC? Anybody can write anything on there, and it's not a matter of fact. Sorry, I jumped in there as well. I apologize.
No, I appreciate it. You're giving me time to collect my thoughts, because that's the one thing when I'm on your podcast, buddy, it's like the world, like I can talk this, but yeah, I would like to see him return. I have a ton of respect for the pro wrestler, the UFC fighter, Brock Lesnar. He's got, you know, if everything's clean on him, he's got a lot more stories to tell with us. Who else? There is so many. I would like to see Manu involved. As you know, I worked a lot with organizations in Pennsylvania and watching Afa Jr. And I know Pops has been a little bit under the weather, and so is he lately. But
yeah,
can we bring back?
Yeah, you know? Manu, definitely. It's a good shout. I didn't think of that, you know. There's so many.
But so you mean that Bloodline is bigger than the average fan realizes.
It's like the way that's been put together over the last couple of years, it's like a film. It's cinematic the way that's been done. Other people have said this. I'm not going to jump on and say that was my idea, you know, about it. But I do agree. I do agree with people. It's like film level stuff, the way they've done it. The narrative, the storytelling.
And I've never been a big fan of today's TV producers, writers with the business, but this has been put together. If you think about this long term, you know, whether it's just pure luck or just following what is actually out there, it's genius. I love it.
JC, moving on, as we look forward to the doubleheader, obviously Saturday, Sunday, we've given that quite the rub. Good talking on that one. We move on, and it will be Rhea Ripley defending the gold against Becky Lynch. Somebody you have met. I'm going to pump the photo in. There you are with Becky.
So, look at that. She is such a badass. Such a cool chick. That was SummerSlam 2019. And see how tough I look there?
You look ready to go. Forget Seth. Look, I think
no bones about it. She could have kicked my ass at any day there. she cut a promo that day on Sasha Banks, which was so awesome. Because you remember that WrestleMania earlier, I think Sasha and Bayley had lost their tag belts. And there was a lot of whatever it was behind the scene, but she cut such an old school promo on her. Plus, that was at the media hype prior, just the day prior. And I was there with another company and got to be back there and hang out. And she was so cool. Like her character on TV, nothing does her justice. And I also said this. I can't tell you what I was about to say. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay, Paul. I respect that. You're a respectful guy. I know that.
Well, it's respectful. And then sometimes I don't know in this day of how sometimes you don't know if your mouth's going to get you in trouble or not.
Well, you know? it happened to me on the Wrestling Travel Podcast, didn't it? But that got edited. But but there we go. That's a different story. Your thoughts on this one? You know, Rhea has been so strong for how many years now? I would say last year it was match of the night. As much as people said, "Oh, Cody and Reigns was match of the night," and that's fine. It was fantastic. Rhea and Charlotte last year was my match of the year. I know that's, you know, apples and oranges. People, you know, think differently, but this has got the potential to top what she did with Charlotte last year. Surely.
Well, this is badass chick versus badass chick. You cannot say enough about either one of them. When Rhea's had the belt for how long now? Roughly. Do we know?
She didn't have the gold going into the match with Charlotte. She won the Rumble, didn't she, the previous, last year? So it's over a year, isn't it? It'd be a year depending when WrestleMania fell last year. I'm just trying to think. It's a year. She's had a good year with it, hasn't she, since she beat Charlotte? We'll say for argument's sake, JC.
Yep, and I still feel like it's too early for her to lose the belt. It just doesn't, you know, as much as I absolutely, Becky is awesome, but you know what? I think this is going to be a good old-fashioned between two women. Will it be a slobber knocker? I'm not sure, but I think it will be. These two are badass, and I think they can really give us a good fight. And that would fit right with both of them, the man and Rhea. Not a wrestling match, but a good old-fashioned fight. Do you guys say Donnybrook over there?
Well, I know Donnybrook. I know the terminology, yeah, with the, you know, the old Atlantic transatlantic terminology of Donnybrook. Yeah, of course I do. I've heard of that before now, JC, it must be said. I'm going with you. I think Rhea will retain. Now, we've agreed on pretty much everything so far, but yeah, I was thinking about this today because we're going to be speaking about it. I've got Rhea retaining. I think Becky will want to put her over. No, she's still so young, Rhea. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy how young she is still and what she's managed to do and change the look a little bit more from where she was, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. And just everything they've done. The Judgment Day's been brilliant. Her and Dominic, absolutely brilliant. I hated Dominic at the start when he was with Ray. And do you know what? He's been very good. He's been very good, to be fair to Dominic. Just the whole thing. But yeah, I've got Rhea winning. I'm going to go with Rhea winning.
I think she wins, but I think Becky has taken every ounce out. It's taken
everything out of her
to get over the man. And I think
there's going to be loads of near falls. I think that's how they'll do that one. There'll be a lot of what we've seen over the years. And moving on, another match you wanted to speak about, the triple threat match, and it is the Maverick Logan Paul defending his United States Championship against Kevin Owens, who he took on at the Rumble. And now we've got Randy Orton in the mix. Can Logan Paul retain the title? That is the question. And again, another guy that has grown on me. You heard me slate Logan Paul on the MMA and boxing show, JC. And look at me now. Look at me now. I've been so impressed. I've been so impressed with Logan Paul. Absolutely brilliant.
You can tell by watching him, his matches, that he takes this business seriously. Him and his brother are both natural athletes, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, as much as you yourself, not personally Stu Palmer, but you as a fan, want to punch him in the face, but you can't deny their success in combat sports. And now putting in, I'm not a big gimmick match guy. Like, I'm not a big triple threat guy, but I think you got Owens and Orton to carry some weight here. Well, I know Logan Paul will have all of his goons. All those goofy guys probably show up, but.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
You know, Owens and Orton can do a lot of the heavy lifting, and I expect Logan Paul to dazzle us with a few high spots here. I think it's going to be – it's one of the matches that sticks out for me, that it's going to be one that maybe the fans are talking about afterwards.
He's going to retain it as well.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You bet your bottom dollar. If they're building him up, there's no question. And it's also how much money he – how much it's the eyes he's put on the company, but that's just part of it. That's just part of it. He's had to go in there and work damn hard, and he's been brilliant in the ring. Could his promos be a bit better? Yeah, I could say that about several talents, but that's not a knock on him. I think when he has had the mic, he's not been bad, but I think there is room for improvement. But you could say that about a lot of talent, couldn't you, JC?
Oh yeah, and a lot of the talent that you really like back in the day, that promo, they just had it. But they actually, you know, at the Performance Center, obviously you've seen that they work on that. They work on that. It'd be nice if Dusty was still there helping them out. But now you're my source of news for combat sports. I want to segue a little bit, and I know you're thinking here we go, another hour. But is his brother and Mike Tyson, is that a legitimate thing?
That's a thing, JC, and that is happening at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. So it's at Cowboys Stadium. That is where that is going. It would not surprise me if that place is sold out. You know, it would not. If they could very well do 100,000, but people have shot me down. Mike Tyson's going to kill him. I said, Mike Tyson is 57 years old now. You know, and that's not a knock on him. What a fighter he was, but I just can't see it going any other way. I just can't. The younger man. I was shot down about this, but we'll soon see in July, I think it is.
Do you think, how many rounds do you think they can go?
Tyson can't do more than, what do you reckon? Six? No.
I don't know. I just think he's 57, but not a lot of people have. He hasn't taken as much punches as he's given out in his career.
No, absolutely not. And also, you know what I mean? His career, I think his career went on longer, Tyson's, due to he was locked up, wasn't he? You know, he says about that and all the rest of it. I think it went on longer. And when you watch fights more latterly in his career, take the Lennox Lewis fight out of it. Lennox Lewis was fantastic at that point in time in 2002. But he went on longer, but then I think he had financial issues and stuff like that, didn't he? Which, you know, that's why he went back in the ring late on. But I can't see Jake Paul losing it. And I can't believe I'm saying this. I used to slate him every week. I used to slate him every week on Big Fight Weekly. It's there. It's there. It's recorded. It's there in the annals of time. But, yeah, you know.
I've seen Lennox Lewis at a grocery store at 2 a.m. in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania. What a man. And he was, I'm not a boxing connoisseur like you and Lewis are. I mean, you and Chris are. But he just dissected people. Did he not? I mean, if you look at his career, I just remember watching him as an average fan. I could have been on Twitter going, yeah, he's boring. Yeah, but he just had the, you know,
He avenged the loss to Rackman as well. He wasn't expected to lose to Rackman in the first fight. He came back in and absolutely just slaughtered him. He was fantastic, you know. But then again, you know, he moved back. So he was in Canada, wasn't he? But he was born in Britain. He was born in Britain. That guy, you know, I know he represented Canada in the Olympics and stuff like that. But he's British, you know. He was born here, but amazing, JC. Amazing. No. Lewis has got some predictions for us here, JC.
What do we got? Can you read them off?
He's got Sami Zayn winning
over Gunther.
That's a big call, but I tell you what, you know, Gunther's had the belt for how long now? What is it, 600 days, is it now? I think he cleared 600 days, maybe. He's got Becky winning. So he's gone different to what we said about Ray and Becky. No, it's good this, Lewis. He's got Dragon Lee and Ray for the win.
That'll be a potential exciting match, that tag match.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I look forward to that. The High Flyers going at it in that one. And then, obviously, Jey Uso, as the Usos finally, Jimmy and Jey will fight again. You know, the Bloodline storyline that you were talking about, again, just so the subplots after them breaking up, it's been incredible. Then he's
Rikuchi,
got Bianca.
Rikuchi will be there.
Bianca and Naomi and Jade are going to win. And he's got DIY for the tag match. Have you got DIY winning both belts? Because obviously there's two falls in that. There's two falls in that tag, in that ladder match. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be. I just cross my fingers on a match like that, then nobody gets hurt.
It's brutal. They've got balls of steel, them guys, doing that. Absolutely. I'm with you on that. JC, I'm going to speak to you now about helping talent, that you've been helping a lot of talent in America getting booked. So it'd be nice for like the viewers and the listeners to hear about what you're doing with that, because that's like a project. I know you've been helping talent for years, but I know you've really been, you know, you've really been pushing on with that in more recent times as well.
It's been, I started, it's no secret, I did a lot of interviews during the pandemic for a company called Wrestling Travel. And then on my own, I started, it's so weird, I started Justin Clapper's pro wrestling show at prowrestlingshow.com to kind of go off on my own and do the podcast. And this is a shoot for you. I've realized there's a few people that do podcasts way better than me. Van Vliet. Well, actually, there's a lot that do better. That sounded cocky. There's a lot of people that do it a lot better than me. Van Vliet. And as you know, I've always given you your praises. I love watching what you do, because you come at it with such a fresh, respectful angle. You're not the guy sitting in mom's basement going, I know this, I know that. Mm-hmm. So I've stepped away. I've wanted to interview a lot of people because, and you know this, some of the people that I've wanted to interview I've kind of gone, hey, Stu, if I can help you with, will you interview such and such a person? So I've had a lot of people in promotions reach out to me about getting booked on different shows. So that's what I've been doing. I've been trying to turn that more into, and right now I'm not taking a cut, which is stupid because I know it's a business, because what I'm trying to do is make the business better. Can I take a person that I know is a good locker room person and hook them up with a promoter that I know is a good person, and they can work together? A good example is our mutual friend, Renee Michelle.
What a lady. And thank you for setting the wheels in motion with that. Do you know how much fun I had interviewing her? Absolutely. She is she's just so nice. And I say that about a lot of people I've interviewed, but she is genuinely lovely, salt of the earth, amazing. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's perfect, because that's a good endorsement for her. If promoters are looking for somebody and bringing in a female talent, sometimes you don't know where there's somebody who is a professional. She's a good locker room person, and she genuinely is a name, but wants to go out there and work and get better. She recently wrestled in Mexico, did a lot of some wrestling, some lucha style. She's doing great. Just talent like that I've been helping.
She was out in Japan years ago. She trained in Japan. She was with Chigusa, which she told me, which I learned about this. Obviously, you'll know full well what she did, her resume training and stuff, but like really like earned her stripes, didn't she? You know, when I was listening, I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, you've been to Japan, right? Okay. Amazing. Like that's drive and ambition to me. That is going there.
She's a badass chick who is going to bring you nothing, but she's not going to cause you any problems on your show. She's not going to be disrupting.
We need more people like her in the locker room, don't we, JC? But that's a story. That's a story for another day, isn't it?
I'm here to work, and what do you want me to do?
This is it.
And this is what I'll do. Perfect. Okay.
Look at Franco. He put like a video up the other day when he was on one of the latest shows. He was putting lighting up for the entranceway. You know.
Oh yeah.
They're all thinking about, they're not just in the back. You know, he's helping.
I want to say that's old school mentality, but that's pro wrestling mentality. And a lot of times in this day, especially over here in the States, and I know what's happened over there by you guys, people can just say, I'm a wrestling promoter. I'm going to run a show. I'm going to put the belt on myself. I'm going to bring a bunch of friends in who haven't been properly trained. And then that's how people get hurt. That's how you ruin towns. That's how you got guys like Franco who have been trained and know it's all part of the show. Mm-hmm. This all started with carnivals back in the day. Mm-hmm. And what do you know about the art circus carnival? What do you know about that? You know, if you were bringing the elephants, the lions, and the sword swallowers, you all traveled from town to town. You all pitched in putting a big tent up. Mm-hmm. You all pitched in selling popcorn. It's professional wrestling.
This is it. Professional.
The way it should be.
Professional. Yeah. It's in the title, isn't it? But this is it.
I've been on plenty of locker rooms, mm-hmm. and I've been on plenty of shows where people are showing up, missing the call time, showing up, and then leaving before I'm big time.
JC, I've got a message here for you. It's Jeff Nelson. I went to high school with Clapper. He is a legend. Jeff, I'm sure, Mr. JC.
No, Jeff Nelson is a legend at my high school. That is a legend. The man played with a broken arm for one of the greatest high school football seasons that we had. And Jeff Nelson is over in the Detroit area, and Jeff Nelson is a huge, huge fan of professional wrestling and what we do. And that would be a guy I could sit down to with Jeff, and we have to do it sometime, Jeff, and just talk wrestling. I know he's got some boys that are interested in what happens, but yeah, wow. To me, people don't understand. But when I was ill last year, and some of my college football, the older guys, the guys that were just a year or two above, it's an honor to be. We looked up to these guys. So that, hearing from Jeff Nelson, that's an honor.
Thank you, Jeff, all the way from the Motor City there in Detroit. Great, great message, and great memories for you there, JC. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And we have got Lewis Young. JC, would you come to Scotland?
I've been to Scotland. I love Scotland. I would come again. I would love to. And that's the thing. And I'll tie this in, Lewis. With helping some of these wrestlers, I've got a little bit of that connection between the UK and the US. Everybody who's in the US wants to wrestle in the UK. Everybody in the UK wants to wrestle in the US. There's that natural conduit. It's just building up. Now, I've also dealt with, this is the bad side of the business, is not the bad side, but helping book these guys. I've gone out to help, even like Franco. We brainstorm. I bet you Franco and I talk, if it's not once a week, it's a couple times a month, and always finding out where he's running shows, and do I know anybody that we can help get on there? And my name is not out there yet as much as I would like it to be, because I'll know this when I'll ask somebody's booking price and it's astronomical. Mm-hmm. And I know that they've worked for another show, and that's natural. People are gonna, hey, if I can get $1,000 out of this guy, mm-hmm. What I'm trying to do is get that. Realistically, if I'm helping somebody with a show, the point is to do another show, another event. So I want to go, hey, do I want to, you know, ask for $1,000 and just be done? I mean, we've all worked very hard, but how many tickets can I sell? That's another thing too. We live in the world right now of, it's a point and click for me to do a promo about a show. And it'll take me less than 30 seconds to share the event graphic, where I used to go out and have to hang up posters and flyers, some cars and everything. Now it's just a point and click. And some people have trouble doing that.
Which, as much as we bemoan technology and the internet world and the bad things in the internet world, that side of it, promoting yourself, as you're saying, it couldn't be any easier. That's one of the plus points of technology. As bad as people say, oh, AI and all this, I don't want to get into AI, that's a separate frigging thing. But like you say, you were there, you know, on the front line putting posters up everywhere. It's so easy for him. I don't understand it. I can understand what you're saying.
There's some attitude that are different, that, hey, I'm doing your show. It's the promoter's job.
You're on the show.
The booker's job to promote the show. Mm-hmm. And I'm from that school of, no, it's all of us. Like I said, we're that traveling circus. You know, if we all can pitch in with a point and a click and just doing a quick interview, just listen. If there's a poster right now that says our pictures right here, our two ugly mugs, come see Stu versus JC. Okay. Why? Why do I want to? Mm-hmm. What's the story?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on and tell a promo. Exactly. Yeah. Why do you have a problem with me? How many times, and I posted about this the other day, WrestleMania 3 came out. I was a young lad. You might not even been born yet.
Still. I wasn't even one. I wasn't even one. I was on the cusp of my first birthday. I wasn't even watching wrestling then. It was, yeah, you know when I started, because I've told you several times, we got
these matches and why and how many times since then, we'll go later on, were you, we're excited about the Bloodline this weekend. Mm-hmm. All right. But doing your research, how many of these other matches are they talking you into? Mm. They are. You know, you're like, oh, great.
Yeah.
And WWE's a machine. They do so good at that.
It's a separate thing, but it's promoting in the big leagues now. Look at all the press, the radio, all the stuff that comes with it. You know, they're on the road so often, you hear about it. You know, you've heard about Jimmy Hart. He did everything. And then you've got these youngsters with a chip on their shoulder that can't post a match that they're on, which is probably that photo, isn't it? And then, you know, you've got the main poster. But in the big leagues, they do all, you know, do they particularly want to be up at 7 a.m. to go and do radio? Probably not. But it's their job, and they go and do it, JC. So why can't lower level places and right. independents, why can't they have a similar sort of attitude in promoting? I don't get it.
And you've seen the pictures of Charles Robinson taking down the ring.
Yeah, Jimmy Hart
setting up the indie champ. Yeah,
absolutely.
So off on a tangent, I'm working with talent and promotions and helping mm-hmm. to get talent to promotions and helping to get promotions access to talent. Now, 9 times out of 10, a promotion will ask me that they'll want a big quote-unquote name. I don't have a Rolodex full of ex-WWE guys, but what I do have is friendships built up. Mm-hmm. And relationships built up from people that are working their way up or that want to work and legitimately want to go. And what I'm loving about some of these young guys is, and when we had the Wrestling Travel podcast, we had Robbie and Sean on Sabotage. Those guys want to get out there and they want to work. Renee wants to get out there and get better. And it's fun for me to try to help mm-hmm. any, wherever you are on that roster, you're a big name or you just, hey.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Once I know that you're legitimately trained and can bring and can work, then we can help out a lot of other promotions.
Justin, I suggest you watch Lucha Libre Barcelona in Barcelona, Resist Wrestling in Madrid, or Tyrus Wrestling in Valencia, one of the best indie wrestling companies in Spain. Insane. Check it out. Matthew was watching my interview. He watched when I had Jacques on the other week. So,
YouTube?
Matthew, just... Let JC know where he can get the content. He said he's wondering if it is YouTube. So, yeah, that'd be great if you can, in the comments, maybe just tell him where, because I know he likes watching all sorts of wrestling.
Yeah, and I'm on Facebook and Twitter, X, whatever it is, and Instagram. So DM me anybody, especially if somebody's a promoter or somebody's a talent looking, you know, I'd love to be able to help. The more connections I can make, the more connections I can help.
Absolutely.
People make, hopefully.
I know how much you want to help people, JC, and not just in wrestling. I know you'd help anybody. I just know that's a good quality to have. It really is.
Someday somebody's going to give me a link with an email or a phone number for Greg Gagne so I can talk to
that's the greatest wrestler. That's That's all you. That's all you want. You're not asking for much, mate. You're not asking for much.
And you know what? The first time I get any contact with Greg Gagne, I'm just going to push for him to be on your show because I think he's got so much. He's got a podcast now, Stu, with Magnum TA.
Do you know what, JC? I'm not just saying this because you told me. I've seen it. I've come across it. I've not listened to it. I haven't yet either.
I just recently found it.
There we go. That'll be good. I know you'll be tuning in for that every week, absolutely, and catching up on what you haven't already heard. Night two, we're back with WrestleMania 40. Lewis Young with some more predictions. Drew for the win with the Scottish flag there, his fellow Scottish hero there. Bayley for the win. AJ Styles for the win. Randy for the win. The Pride for the win. And Cody for the win. Good predictions there, Lewis. And I know you'll be watching that live. And then I've got another one from Matthew. Justin, hot take. The Final Testament wins the Philadelphia Street Fight, defeating the Pride, because Uncle Howdy attacks Bobby Lashley because Howdy has unfinished business with Lashley since 2023.
Now, spoiler, not alert, but just do yourself a favor. If you're watching us and you have not watched the Bray Wyatt documentary that started on April 1st, get in and watch that. I know what he's talking about. It would be, Bo Dallas came back. That would be awesome.
That'd be amazing. That would be amazing. Absolutely. Yeah, and he's saying about them promotions in Barcelona, Madrid, Valencia. Yeah, free. It's free and in Spain. So I'm assuming, yeah, definitely. I'll give them a watch as well when I get time to watch them.
Always
thank you, Matthew. A bit of European wrestling there. Something a bit different for us. And then again, another comment. JC, have you watched ICW from Scotland?
No, but who do I know that I know somebody? They've been around a while. I know is Kyle Rogers doing something with them? Our friend
ICW is Mark Dallas's company, Insane Championship Wrestling, that's been up in Scotland. So the likes of Gallus, who are obviously in WWE now, Wolfgang was there. They've all passed through ICW.
It was on the network.
They were on the network. They've come away from the network now. Go on, JC. I know you want to answer that now.
Yeah, no. I have seen some of it. It's the same problem you and I were talking. Not problem, but off air. We're living in like another golden age of as far as content. There's so much out there. I don't get to all that I want, but I want to check out more independent stuff and find out, you know. I was approached, as you know, during the pandemic and post when I was doing a lot of interviews. How many people did I have to – I did an interview based on somebody's word and find out that they were just not really a promoter, not really so I love these suggestions, and I would love Matthew. I think Matthew should friend request my Facebook so I can keep.
Yes. You'll find Justin on Facebook, Matthew. I know you're watching this on YouTube now, but yeah, Justin Clapper and Justin Clapper's Pro Wrestling Show as well. He's got all his interviews on there as well, which I recommend. I really do recommend you watching that.
And the wrestling travel site is still up with all the interviews too. Any word on anybody who's watching who's a great editor of video? I need somebody to combine our interviews with Del Wilkes.
We still haven't done that, and you've said to me for how many years?
Yeah, no. We just need to find somebody to do it because.
I could probably do it, to be fair, because I've been having
I think all of my videos could use a good editor anyway, because I have no idea what I was doing at the time. I was just sending them out to Danny, and Danny was putting them out. But, man, what a great man Del Wilkes.
Unbelievable.
The thing is, the longer it is between us actually putting those interviews in, it gives us a chance to talk about him, which I think is great. He was so good to both of us, wasn't he?
Unbelievable. You know, after the interviews, in contact after, and then I found out, I'm trying to think, it might have been a couple of days later that he passed, and I just couldn't believe it. It was like JJ Maguire. I found out a week after he passed, and I was chatting to Mike Monty from Monty and the Pharaoh, because they'd had him on in studio and stuff. Again, another guy just been so good to the business, made all that good music with Jimmy Hart. You know, and they're just down to earth. Him and Dal. It was just so sad when they went, because I was in touch with JJ, you know, privately on Messenger. Like we were always talking.
And one of the things that
you know, you don't.
Sorry, we had Jason, a little gap.
Go on, mate.
Sorry, there was a little audio gap there. One of the things that I know you guys do the football show and everything, and you cannot give up the wrestling, because I know it's a fact of life, but when Dell left, and when I did a little interview with Joe Laurinaitis, like those guys. Once they're gone, the stories are gone. Mm-hmm. There's so many stories to keep alive, and just the whole spirit of these guys that I'm so afraid. Here's what I want to do. There's a lot of people I still want to set up with podcasts with you, with some other people that I know, that are doing really good things with the podcast. Not your typical, hey, what did you think of this match? And what did you like? That's where people, if you're first tuning in this to watch some of your podcasts, because you approach it with the respect, first of all.
And don't get me wrong, JC. There's a lot, like the top end guys working for Sports Keith and stuff like that. People who've been in the business for years, they do a fantastic job breaking down cards and stuff like that, and they're very professional. They're fantastic. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't. It's just not for me. I just like picking a few matches, you know, for us to go over. But there's a lot of podcasts that do that well. I've gone down the interview route. I've gone down the interview route. Haven't I? That's the route I went. You know. More so,
you know, where my hat's really off to you is with Jacques, having him on four times.
I'm
not knocking.
Is this you saying you want your fourth go around? Because we can do that.
If I ever am on here four times, Jacques better have been on here about 20, because he's the man. But I had, some of the stuff I can't say. I had gotten in contact and had Jacques' number from another guy, wrestler, and had heard that Jacques can be quite grumpy. And then here you are four times. You guys are probably going to have tea and crumpets next time.
He's unbelievable. I knew he was going to be good fun, but honestly, and again, another. We said the other week about it. Hogan's come out and said, "Why are the Rougeau family, not just him and Raymond? Why are the Rougeau family not in the Hall of Fame?"
What a great tag team! Yeah,
that's come from the top. That's come from the top guy ever. That's people can question that and say, "No, Austin's the guy. Flair was the guy. The Rock." Hogan, as we all know, as much as he left the AWA under a cloud, and we're going to get to the AWA in a short while, but the Rougeaus need to be in there. Who else for you, JC? We'll have a little talk. Who do you want to see go in that isn't in there?
Well, sometimes I think they're not in there, and they are. Rick Martel, former AWA champion.
Hands down.
I know Stan Hansen is already in there. I believe. Is Bruiser in the Hall of Fame?
Bruiser Brody.
Brody in the WWE.
He went in. I'm sure. I'm trying to think. Did he go in Dallas? I don't think he has. I don't think he has.
You have a picture I've sent you of the Clawmaster, Baron Von Raschke.
I have. Yes, here we go.
And I would love to see him in the Hall of Fame.
Why is he not in it?
Yeah. Dude, he's twice my age there, and he could kill me. Look at how good he looks.
This is handy. The claw's still.
Yeah. I mean, an amazing guy who I saw as a child and threw up. And this is probably just a handful of years ago. Great Lakes Championship Wrestling. Dave Hero brought him into a town that is close to me. And I could not go down and meet a guy for like the 100th time and get a photo.
What did he say to you that day? Does anything stand out that you remember from this? What was he saying verbally to you?
He was not much. He was there with his missus, and he had now the AWA. Ran around here. I'm in northern Wisconsin. I know I let you get away with the Milwaukee all the time, but you bring a guy like Baron Von Raschke around northern Wisconsin, he's going to have a bigger line for pictures and autographs than a lot of the newer people. So he was a busy guy. I just said, hey, good to meet him. Good to see him again. But he was, I think he was at, he's got his jacket on. He was on his way out. There it is, right there. The old AWA. But, yeah, if you don't get a chance. Now, Baron Von Raschke in the WWF, you would know him, Stu, as very briefly, and it devastated me when it came on TV because I knew he had left AWA. But he was the manager of the Powers of Pain, if you remember them.
Yes. When they first came out, it was SummerSlam. It was because obviously they come over. Yes. Yes. Well,
he was at that pay-per-view, right, as the manager?
Yes, because he had like a cloak. He had like a cloak on, yeah. and his head was covered, I'm sure of it, when he came out.
He had some face paint on. Yeah. What a man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I recently found, I'm going to shamelessly plug, if I'm allowed to.
You can't.
If you're a fan of like the AWA and the old school stuff, Mick Karch has a podcast he does with Chris Tubbs and Joe Chupik called AWA Unleashed. They do a great podcast on all the old stuff. Also on Facebook, Slick Mix Old School Wrestling. I think I got you to join that too. But I did end up.
Yes, I am in that. I am in that group with a number of them. I am in that one. Yes, I am. Yes.
Because I found something on YouTube and added it to, it was a local Minnesota news station, and they interviewed the Baron. And at the time he had a gift shop that he was selling, and they had fishing lures that looked like the Baron. I want to get one of those. I don't know if this is the 80s or what, but Slick Mick, it's Old School Wrestling on Facebook. Check it out. There's all kinds of Mick Karch was the ring announcer in the AWA. He did Eddie Sharkey's Pro Wrestling America, I think, Saturday Night Ring. I probably shouldn't bring a lot of attention and then get a lot of facts wrong. But anyway, he's the connoisseur of all things old school wrestling.
Our boy Crispy Lettuce was on Brian Solomon's podcast as well recently.
Who was that?
Crispy Lettuce, where we got the guy.
I never did get a chance to watch that.
Crispy, Big Crispy on there.
Did you listen to it?
Shut Up and Wrestle with Brian Solomon. No, I'm like you. I still need to watch it. He's done a round table one, Solomon, this week with X. WWE employees. He managed to get people to come on. So they were covering.
I don't want to bring too much attention to that because I don't want it to get shut down, but that was amazing. Give me a second here, Stu. Try not to cough into the mic.
And I know.
There it is. What?
You want to talk about Super Clash Freeze? I'm just moving this along ever so slowly.
Yeah. You gotta move me along or we'll be stuck on AWA.
Here we go. Now, I know how much you love this event. It's a close one to your heart. There's been countless events that you've seen, you know, watching wrestling, being involved in wrestling. So, yeah, Super Clash Free. JC's opinions and all that that goes with it.
If you weren't around then, you weren't. You would have been just a little – you'd have been a – just a little baby at this time, Stu. Super Clash 3 was another attempt at taking the big machine down. World Class, AWA, Memphis, Powerful Ladies of Wrestling, all these coming together to do a pay-per-view at the UIC Pavilion in Chicago, December 13th, 1988. And what really got me excited about it is going back the days before I didn't have cable. There was no internet. But every wrestler that I saw in the Bill Apter magazines, like I got a chance on my TV leading up probably October all the way to this event. My AWA weekly program was filled up with Kerry Von Erich. Never only got to see him in the magazines at that time. Brickhouse Brown, Iceman King Parsons, a very young Jeff Jarrett, Eric Emery, Michael P.S. Hayes, and Stephen Cox of the Samoan SWAT team, bringing it forward to the Bloodline. But we got to see all kinds, and I remember a young jobber. I shouldn't say jobber, but a young jobber by the name of Scott Steiner that I'm like, wait, is he related to? And of course we found out later that was Rick's brother. All kinds of crazy matchups. In fact, on the network and on Peacock, it's if you go under AWA, one of the coolest things they have is the Road to Super Clash 3. You can see some of these because it was all those months leading up. They were setting up all these different feuds. But
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
People will scoff at that. They only sold like 1,500 tickets. But the amount of talent that is on that show that has gone on past that show to be huge. Former world champion, Ron Garvin, defended his AWA TV title against, let's face it, my favorite guy, Greg Gagne. There's almost a quasi-heel turn there by Greg Gagne as the crowd in Chicago was as excited as I was at home to see some of these guys they couldn't see. I think they were very much for Kerry Von Erich over Jerry Lawler. You can read a lot of stories on that. Your guys that do Dark Side of the Ring, you have them on, right? I would love to see. It doesn't have to be a dark side. It could be like a gray side of the ring. I would love to see some more TV shows or something, documentary on this event. You got a Mick Foley. You got the Guerrero brothers. So you got what you guys would call Chavo Classic. And if you've never seen Mondo Guerrero wrestle back in the day, here, get this, Stu. I'm watching AWA wrestling. I think it's the Nasty Boys versus a guy I really like, Ricky Rice, who I could talk about for another 30 minutes, but Ricky Rice in the AWA threw one of the greatest drop kicks that I have ever seen consistently. Hockey player from Edina, Minnesota. Anyway, he was starting to get a little bit of push, and all of a sudden, this is how, you know, you got to remember at this time, I don't know much, but his tag team partner was this guy named Mondo Guerrero. And as a kid, I'm going, okay, Mondo, this guy Mondo is going to take the pinfall. And my goodness, my introduction to watching some Lucha and Mondo Guerrero is awesome. So I suggest looking him up. Any matches that you can get on Super Clash.
Is that Lee Marshall at the back with the microphone? And do you know what? How many times? Ask me how many times I've watched WrestleMania 2.
How many times have you watched WrestleMania 2?
Several times. I only twigged recently. Lee Marshall was the announcer when they were in LA, I would like to say, or when they were in Chicago, either or. And I only twigged, and he went on to WCW, didn't he, more later on in his career. But yeah, Lee Marshall at the bat there with all
Lee
the
Marshall, all the also at one time the voice of Tony the Tiger.
Wow.
Yeah, you got, then you got the front from my left, that's Vern Gagne, sorry.
Jerry Lawler.
I forget the WC because there's next to Kerry is, man, I forget his name. And I'm going to kick myself after. But up front here, you got Stanley Blackburn, acting president of AWA. Yeah, that was the big announcement right there that they were going to do unify those titles.
So I'll be right in thinking it's your favorite. It's one of your favorite events of all time.
It's my favorite event of all time. Yeah, only because and number two is WrestleMania 3. This one's my favorite because it brought together all these different promotions. To watch the World Class versus AWA as a main event was awesome. And I think it holds up today. There is, have you got a chance to watch that main event?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I could. Yeah. I've watched matches. I've not watched the full card. Don't get me wrong.
If you get a chance to watch.
I've seen Lawler and Kerry go at it. Definitely. And yeah, I have. Yeah.
Little bit of blood there. Just a tiny bit of blood. I mean, there's that. I mean, it looks like a horror movie going off there, but yeah. What was the last match to go on that card? What was the final match of the night?
You're putting me on the spot and I don't know the answer. So you're going to have to tell me.
It was after Lawler and Von Erich. It was the Rock and Roll Express versus Robert Fuller and Jimmy Gold in the Stud Stable, which always blew my mind.
They went on last.
Because it's the same thing when I go to watch a WWE premium live event and the championship match is the first thing out of the gate. It always throws me.
And we've got a question from Lewis Young. What I think what he wants to say is, what are the training schools like in the USA? Because he trains up in Scotland, you see.
The question, I guess. It was very difficult to find one back in my day. I didn't have an internet or anything. But a good training school is one that is going to teach you how to be safe, first and foremost. There is a good one that I went to up in Montreal. A few years ago, they got a chance. What was cool is, so I trained in the 90s here in Minneapolis, and fast forward to 2019, I reached out to just a training school. I was on the road with some guys from Wrestling Travel and asked if I could come watch them train, and I did. Stu, they trained completely in French. and I could understand every word of it. Couldn't understand any French, but I knew exactly what was being said because it took me back to, and it was in a hot warehouse. It was like 110 degrees in there. To me, that's a good, and guys just working to help each other and to get better. I'd be interested to see what it's like over in Scotland, Lewis. So it's a hard question to answer without too much comment.
Thank you for the question, Lewis. Thank you for answering, JC. JC, what is happening with you? Where can the viewers and listeners find you in terms of social media as well as we close out on episode 173?
Yes, I am at on Facebook. It'll either be called, I tried to streamline everything as a JC Pro Wrestle on Twitter, JC Pro Wrestle. On Facebook, on Instagram, I got a lot of photos of stuff. That was an interesting day. That photo is actually from WWE.com, which is ran on their website, obviously. But yeah, please reach out if you've got questions about anything. If you are looking to, that's the last time in the ring, Stu, right there.
Is it the last? Right, okay.
I've been that other picture you showed with me and Bundy. I've been, you know, at shows and done other things, but that was the last. That was the final time there, which was in my hometown, which was cool. Which was a fun night that I'll not forget. The match wasn't good, by the way, but it was a fun night.
You got in there. You got in there, man. I can't say nothing because I've never got in the ring. I've never been in. You've been in the ring, mate. That counts for a lot to me. It takes balls to get in that ring. It really does. So yeah, no, don't knock yourself at all, mate. Don't knock yourself on that.
But yeah, Twitter, JC Pro Wrestle, Facebook, JC Pro Wrestle. I got to get better at it, but I had close to 20,000 followers on TikTok is what I couldn't think of. And they always talk about shutting it down, but I've got some cool clips on TikTok.
Keep it going because I mean having 20,000 followers is no mean feat on there. I've not got that number, so you need to start putting content on there again.
I do. I need to.
You really do. Like honestly, you've got a good.
And I got this little sucker. This is full of, I've been very lucky in the last, 5-6 years to travel to a lot of events. And I've got a lot of footage on there and still photos of stuff that I've got to edit. And I probably got 10,000 photos that I need to delete that are no good, but there's some good ones on there that I need to put up some good clips. I got a great clip of Larry Sharp from the Monster Factory from Pro Wrestling USA, which I won't go on it. Next time we'll talk about Pro Wrestling USA, which are you aware of Pro Wrestling USA?
I am, of course I do. I am aware of it.
Yeah. AWA and Larry Sharp. There's cursing that got through on the TV. That's fantastic. I think I've sent it to you before. I could send it to you again after we're off the air. But there's some. I got some good content. In fact, Becky Lynch from the Raw after SummerSlam, I got like over 1 million views on there. So, but yeah, I appreciate you, Stu, so much. I appreciate what you do. What I was going to say, continuing on from Jacques Rougeau, was you make us feel that are watching your podcast, you make us feel like we know these guys. So that's ultimate
compliment from you, mate. Honestly, no, thank you. No, I appreciate that. And he's become a friend. He has. And he said, well, you've seen the interview. It's going to cost me thousands of dollars when I finally get to a convention to meet you all. And he goes, you won't be paying for me. Well, words to that effect. You know, yeah. That's not word for word, but that's what he was saying.
We got to get him for the love of wrestling.
Do you know what? He's been getting booked over here. He's done a few. I know that, but yeah, he's got an announcement, and he's waiting till June to tell me. He can't tell me yet. There's something, and he said on camera, there's a big announcement in June. So when I come back off my holiday, we're getting back in, and we're going to see what this big announcement is, JC.
Wait, he's going to be a five-timer?
Well, you'll have to be a six-timer before that, then. We can work to that. My guest today from Northern Wisconsin. He's not from Milwaukee. This lad, all right? He's from Northern Wisconsin. It's Mr. Justin Clapper, who's returned for... I could do a Naked Gun line about this. Is it your second and a 33rd, is it?
Yeah, two and a third, yeah. You know what I'm really...
Good old Leslie Nielsen.
What was upsetting at the beginning, and I let it slide, is I didn't hear Mike Angus's voice on the intro.
don't start. I need to sort that out, actually. But you're telling me otherwise. So,
so hey, you and I've got our homework this weekend is to see if we can spot Mad Dog in the audience.
I hope we do. I tell you what, before we go, the weather's not looking too great. I've seen the stadium setup, the photos that have come up and what they're doing. And that looked like it was soaking that floor. East Coast outside, you see. I don't understand it. I don't understand why you'd run an open stadium.
Right. I did MetLife Stadium in 35.
I did 13 at MetLife 2013, Mania 29. And one beer we had the whole day. I've told you this before, I think. It was Baltic. It was Baltic in there. One beer at a five-hour show. You're talking about Stuart Palmer here. He likes several beers when he's at a show. But yeah, you've been to MetLife. Was it cold that night, was it, when you went?
I remember being, yeah, it was cold, and it's just a lot of people that are disappointed that you're not there this weekend just take solace in the fact that sometimes the best seat in that house is in your own living room.
Which you've said to me off camera, yeah.
You got the, I mean, it's, you're talking the matches that don't air on TV. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's great to be there. It's awesome to have put a Mania behind your name.
The next day at the hotel in New Jersey, right? I'll tell you right now, it was basking in sunshine, and it was warm. But the day of the event, the Sunday, oh my God! I think
that was a one nighter, huh?
Yeah, and look at us now. Which I've said I don't agree with two nights, but other people like two nights, so.
Yeah, I just couldn't imagine. And now that with the way they got night one main event feeding into night two, you're more likely to buy a ticket for both events, you know?
Yes. I think because my mate...
How could you just be at night one, you know?
I think that's what's happening with my mates. I don't know what night they'd ordered because I don't think they knew the matches at the time. But I think he ended up getting... the second ticket in whatever order he's done it. I don't know if he had night two initially and then he went for night one. But that's the power of it, isn't it? That's what they do. That's how they promote it.
Well, and the thing is, if you run that in the Northeast, where wrestling hotbed and it's outdoor stadium, a t-shirt's $25, but I can get 50 for a hoodie. So you're going to sell some hoodies that night.
This is it, mate. I just don't get it. I just don't get why it's up there outdoor. The mind boggles with that. When they've done like Florida, California was amazing. San Jose, obviously, they classify it San Francisco, don't they? But it was in San Jose, the stadium. Unbelievable, the weather that day.
Were you at that one?
It was so good. I was at 31 and it delivered as well.
Was that the Sting versus Triple H match?
Yes. But don't get me started, and I bet you feel the same. Sting should have gone over. Let's just have it right. But Triple H has took his losses at Mania. Look at his win-loss record. Do you know what I mean? He's put people over. Triple H has put people over. I can't knock him for that.
That, and I think was the Undertaker match that I was the only disappointing being on West Coast time was I'm like, I wish it would have been dark out when he came. Dog, you know?
Yes, yes, because they showed it on the Bray documentary, didn't they? And it ran through my mind that yeah, that should have been later on. But again, because of the time difference.
Now, yeah, but tonight is the Hall of Fame.
It will be, yeah, it will be, won't it? It used to be a Saturday, didn't it? Obviously, now they can't do that. Yeah, Hall of Fame will be tonight. I'm looking forward to that. I bet Fantastic. You are as well.
I love the stories.
That was my favorite night to go to, believe it or not. I was there for WrestleMania. The lads are like, what are you going on about? I go, this is the legends. The legends coming in. Hall of Fame was my favorite night. I stand by that, JC. I stand by it.
And you see who's going in tonight? Probably the main event would be former AWA manager Paul E. Dangerously.
Yes.
Sorry.
Fully deserved all my days. I think another couple of ECW guys could have gone in, really. But you know, they've got the main oh, Todd Gordon could have gone in.
Who's and yeah. I know we're getting beyond, but you had asked me about some of my Hall of Fame. And we got on a tangent about Baron. Who do you think would be your biggest one missing right now?
I think I love Demolition. I've gone to bat for Demolition for years, but obviously now Vince isn't there. That could happen because that's all to do with him, them, and Vince. You know, I wanted to speak to Barry and Bill about that when I met them, but obviously it was just the line and the time and stuff like that. I was mindful of that, but you know they've come out and said, haven't they, on shoot interviews and stuff. But
it'd be nice.
There's so many guys. This celebrity wing, Muhammad Ali going in, great, and you know he was involved, wasn't he, and stuff. I get all that, but some of the celebrity ones. But then when I was speaking to Joe Lowry the other week from What a Day, he was like, well, "What about Cyndi Lauper? Why is Cyndi Lauper not in it?" And he's right. He's totally. It doesn't. But we could go on and on and on about inductions, couldn't we? Because there's just so many. You know, there's so many that aren't in it.
I just hear these legends' names. Even Cyndi is somebody I'd like to see on Stu's podcast. You know,
Cyndi Lauper. That'd be all right. That'd be all right. I'll play girls. Just want to have fun.
What up? The Goonies Are Good Enough, that song. Have you seen that video?
From the film now, right? Am I correcting? Oh, right, it's from the film. I watched The Goonies years ago, yeah.
Okay, now when you hang up, YouTube The Goonies Are Good Enough, that music video. Then you'll go, I've seen it. It's got Captain Lou, Nikolai, Iron Sheik,
all the guys.
In the Goonies universe, it's great.
That's amazing. My guest, I'm going to close out again now, and I'm going to do it. Right, this man is not from Milwaukee, all right? I've been getting it wrong for years. It's the capital of the state, whatever is it? I'm sure I'm correct there. Is it the capital of Wisconsin?
It's not the capital, but... The capital of Wisconsin is Madison, but that's all right.
Why is Milwaukee not the capital? That's where all the sport is. And then again, Green Bay is also, I'm wrong there. So I've cocked up twice now. I've balls this up twice today now. But I'll try again. I'll go again. I'm not even going to include Milwaukee in it now. My guest from Northern Wisconsin. I've been getting it wrong for years. Apologies, JC. It's Mr. Justin Clapper, who has come on for his third appearance on SWP, but he contests it. My guest today for episode 173. It's been a pleasure, great catching up, and all the best to you, my friend.
Same to you, Stu. Thank you so much.
Podcast Network. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.